This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The National Transportation Safety Board has sent four investigators to the site of a train derailment in southern Colorado. Officials issued an update yesterday saying that 30 cars left the track in Pueblo County closing I-25 due to the debris. Spoiler alert, I-25 is still closed as of this hour. The agency says the investigation is focusing on the probable cause of the derailment as well as the adequacy of track inspections and maintenance issues with rail equipment. A preliminary report just now released says a broken rail just east of the bridge likely caused the derailment of the train. NTSB investigators also believe that the broken rail preceded the derailment and bridge collapse occurred after the train was derailed. It could, though, take up to 2 years for the final release of that report. State lawmakers like Pueblo's Democrat Senator Nick Heinrichsen says that they're already working to address the rail system through legislation in the upcoming legislative session.
Colorado has fortunately been able to avoid in a large impact. We're not avoiding that anymore. And I think we need to realize that and we need to take that seriously.
Heinrichsen is on the Transportation Legislative Review Committee that approved proposals earlier in the month, including limiting train length and increasing safety inspections. State officials say it'll take a considerable amount of time to clear the crash site along I-25, and cleanup can't begin until the investigation is underway. A derailment that led to the death of a 60-year-old, that 60-year-old being identified as Lafayette Henderson, a driver who was trapped under a semi when it rolled when the railroad overpass collapsed on his truck. Justin Fox nearly avoided being caught in that derailment as well.
Kind of talked about how if we hadn't had some small instances happen to us, that we might have been right in the middle of it had we been 5 minutes sooner. So yeah. It's kind of a blessing thing.
U.S. Transportation Secretary says that federal agencies will be ready to lend assistance to get I-25 reopened following the derailment. Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he has been in conversations with Governor Polis following the Sunday derailment. Buttigieg says he has been briefed by the Federal Highway and Federal Railroad Administration, stands by to help in, quote, any way needed to get I-25 open for normal use. CDOT said drivers should be prepared for an extended closure due to the ongoing investigation and cleanup efforts. Again, Highway 50 over to 115 is the best alternative between the Springs and Pueblo. A new report, meanwhile, shedding light on some possible changes coming to our state's funeral industry, with 11 possible recommendations in all. As it turns out, those changes have been in the works for the past years and were inspired by events that happened before 115 bodies were found inside that funeral home facility in Penrose. Last year, the legislature passed a law allowing the state to inspect funeral homes and crematories at any time unannounced. The report indicates that the state conducted 9 inspections tied to the funeral home industry in the past year, even though those regulations called for much more. The business license for Return to Nature Funeral Home expired in November 22. As the law stands now, the state didn't have the authority to inspect the facility once it was no longer registered. The report recommends that lawmakers close that loophole. Chris Farmer is an attorney with the National Funeral Directors Association.
If you've lapsed and you haven't, you know, renewed your license for 6 months, I like the idea because it means there's something going on at that location where they're not on top of what the things they need to be.
There is one major point that the report does not address, Colorado being one of the only states nationwide that does not require individual licensing for funeral home professionals.
Sunny and warm once again as we head into the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s today. Colorado Springs all the way up to 85 in Pueblo. And we'll see southerly winds at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear and cool overnight with morning starts in the mid and upper 40s. A weak cold front does work across the area overnight. And we'll see afternoon highs tomorrow in the low 70s. Colorado Springs about 73 in the Steel City. Warming back into the upper 70s and low 80s by Thursday and Friday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.